world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
This week on Parents Are Hard to Raise, the story of a tragedy which could have been avoided. Diane shares expert tips for accident-proofing your parents' home.
Welcome to Parents Are Hard to Raise, helping families grow older together without losing their minds. I'm elder care expert Diane Berardi. I got a phone call yesterday afternoon from a daughter. Her mom was boiling water on the stove, and she forgot to use her cane, and she lost her balance. And she went to grab onto the stove, and instead of grabbing onto the stove, she grabbed the pot of hot water, and the water fell on her, burned her abdomen and her legs. She crawled to the phone and called her neighbor. Well, they air vac'd her to the hospital, and she's coming home and requires help in the home, dressing changes, etc. So I wanted to talk to you today about falls. Falls are the leading cause of injury, as you can see, or death in older people. And most falls occur in or around their home. Why are they so common in the elderly? Well, people have problems with balance and they forget to use their cane or their walker. They just get up, they get up quick, and they go. Their reflexes aren't as good as they used to be. Their eyesight deteriorated. And a big one is use of certain medications. They go to different doctors, sometimes different pharmacies, and they're taking all kinds of medications that may conflict. And a lot of elderly people take all kinds of vitamins and health supplements, and they may conflict with what they're taking. Why are falls bad? Falls are bad because they change your life and the life of that person. This poor woman is burned 40% of her body. She needs a lot of care. She had to go through a lot of surgeries. Once a person falls, they have a chance of falling again, a great chance of falling again. They need help. They could hit their head, break their hip. Their life changes forever, and so does yours, because you take a person who was independent and could do what they wanted on their own, which most people want to do, and now their whole life changes. They need all kinds of help. I'm going to tell you what to do and how to prevent falls, because that's what we want to do. We want to stop the fall from happening if we can. So when you go to your parents' home, in and outside, you want to look for certain things so you can spot what might be wrong, what might be a risk, and you can correct it. So before we even get to the inside of the house, let's start with the hazards outside the home. Steps are a big problem. Sometimes elderly people have problems with depth perception, or they can't differentiate one step from another. So what should you do? Paint the edges of the outdoor steps with just a strip, a bright color, a color that's different, obviously, from the step. Also, do that with any narrow or steps that are higher or lower than others. Also, because you can slip on a step, paint the outside steps with a mixture of sand and paint, and that gives better traction. Everything has to be well lit outside as well as inside. Keep outside walkways clear. You don't think about it, but sometimes there's garbage cans lining the walkway. There's all kinds of things lining the walkway, and they can be hazardous. An elderly person can trip on them. you want to put the garbage cans near the doors where they can come out and empty the garbage. They don't have to walk around the back of the house. They don't have to, you know, the less walking they do outside the home, the less chance they're going to fall. But you don't want to put them, obviously, in their way. You have to put them somewhere where it's kind of close to the door, the side door, back door, front door, wherever, so they don't have a long walk to the back. Any unsteady pavement, rocks, you want to make sure that where the person is walking is flat and there's no uneven sidewalk or broken concrete. Make sure that everything is clean, fixed, and flat. Of course, make sure when it snows that they have someone to come and remove the snow. Now, if they're in retirement communities, a lot of times they do have people who come and shovel and salt. But that's a big thing inside the home. One big thing you find with the elderly is there's clutter. They keep every newspaper. Sometimes you go into a home, there's no pathway to walk. The hallways are cluttered. They collect things. My mother and father's house, it's filled with everything. They don't throw anything away. And my father keeps going to garage sales and adding more and more things, bringing more and more things home. So you want to clear pathways, make sure there's no clutter. Cords, electrical cords, big problem because you trip on them. And if the elderly, for some reason, they don't hide cords. They use extension cords. There's cords everywhere. It looks like spaghetti. And that, my gosh, you know, anybody would trip on that. Another big thing are scatter rugs. You need, if you're going to have a rug, it has to have a non-slip backing. There's runners, scatter rugs. You don't want anything that could lift or anything they could trip on or slide. They have to have non-slip backing. The carpet, if the carpet is coming up, or the linoleum, you see a lot of linoleum, you have to make sure that it's tacked down properly. Because if it's coming up, someone's going to trip on it. Frequently used items, you want them to be within reach, where they can be easily reached, because you don't want someone climbing on a chair, standing on a chair and falling. Chairs, furniture, carts, tables, anything with wheels, remove them from the home, because there's a lot of kitchen chairs with wheels. And what's the first thing? Somebody feels unsteady, they go to grab the chair and they go sliding and they fall. I can't tell you how many patients I've seen that has happened with. My father did that with his desk chair. He got up too fast, was unsteady on his feet. He grabbed the desk chair. He fell, and he ripped his rotator cuff in his shoulder, had to have surgery. He still can't, to this day, can't lift his arm. Darkness in the home is a big thing. They keep lights off. You need light in the home. Make sure that there's a light switch or a lamp that when you're in bed, you can easily reach from the bed. Night lights in the hallway, bedroom, bathroom, because you want to be able to see wherever you're walking, day or night. And keep a flashlight handy. Keep it right by your bed. That's another thing, which is a good idea to do. A lot of homes don't have this, but also to keep light, if you put light switches at both ends of the hallway, this way, no matter where you are, you can turn on the light at either end. Handrails, and you know, if you have steps in the home, put handrails on both sides. Typically, you have a handrail on one side. Put them on both sides. Steps in the home, make sure. My father is famous for this. He does not put a light on going up and down steps. He just won't do it. He'll use a pen light. He says, oh, I don't need them. I count steps. No, lights on. They even have these lights now you could attach to the wall where as you're walking, the lights go on. They have all different kind of things. So that's a good thing to do, because older people, They worry about their light bill. They're used to just being in the dark, shutting things off. They're so worried about money that it becomes a hazard. In the bathroom, if you can, if you're redoing the bathroom, have a shower, a walk-in shower. That's the best thing, with no lip if possible. Bathtubs, you know how many people fall and slip trying to get in and out of the tub. They can't lift their leg. They try to get in. They fall. Also in the shower, you want grab bars on both sides and a shower bench with rubber feet. Toilet seat, either a raised toilet seat, because that has, you know, that has the bars where a person can hang on, and you can also put bars right by the toilet. If you can, on either side. It just depends on your bathroom. But you want to have something where a person can grab something steady. Make sure they're put in properly, you know, because you have to take into consideration the person's weight, etc. Because what do you do when you're going to fall? You grab onto something. And typically, they grab onto something that isn't going to hold them. Canes, walkers, those need to be used. If your parent is unsteady, perhaps the physician would order a walker or a cane. The hard part is getting them to use it, for them to remember. Like with my mother, she has a cane in every room because we bought her a cane for every room. So this way she's not forgetting to use her cane. There's always one in the room. You have to constantly remind them to use the cane. Keep it right by them when they're sitting, so that when they get up, to use the cane. Also, when they get up, don't get up so fast. I try to tell people that, you know, just sit and don't stand up so fast, because you could get dizzy, your blood pressure changes. So just take your time, stand with your cane, and then take about 5 minutes and then start walking. Throw away any slippers that are not non-skid, or any kind of shoe that your mother or father can slip when they're walking, because older people, they kind of slide their feet into the shoe but not put their heel in, and so they're walking in these shoes like a kid used to do, you know, and you don't put your whole foot in the shoe, and they can fall. They just walk and their foot turns and they fall. A big thing are medications. A lot of times your parents may go to, you know, five different doctors, and they may go to different pharmacies. The most important person in that mix is the pharmacist. I always believe in a local independent pharmacy, only because I find they tend to pay more attention to you and they really look at what you're taking. So they can look at the drugs. If there's interaction, they're going to talk to your doctor or doctors. But it's especially important for your parents to also tell them, you know, what herbal over-the-counter tablets they're taking, or vitamins, because the elderly are famous for taking a lot of vitamins and herbal supplements. But those can cause dizziness. They can also interfere with medications they're taking. So a local pharmacy, the pharmacist, is very important. Eyesight, have their eyes checked. And another thing to check, which you don't think about, is their hearing, because inner ear problems can affect their balance. And we don't think about that. We just think, oh, they can't hear, but we don't think they could have a problem, and that affects their balance. Of course, we try to get them to exercise regularly if they can, because that exercise helps with their strength, their balance, their flexibility. So if they're active, we want to keep them active and make sure they're walking. Even in the house, from room to room, they're getting up and they're moving, they're walking. Because if they sit too long, they get stiff. That's a big fall risk. And if they are feeling dizzy, don't get up. Again, stand up slowly to avoid unsteadiness. So when you go to your parents' home, in and outside, you want to look for certain things and correct certain things, because that's what we want to do. We want to stop the fall from happening if we can.
She's always been there for you. She taught you how to ride a bike, tie your shoes, make your bed, blow your nose. She nursed you through the chicken pox and that nasty stomach flu. She was there on your first day of kindergarten, just out of sight, peeking through the window, her heart breaking just a little. You were growing up so fast. She knew just what to do to make it all better when you skinned your knee, came home with bubblegum in your hair, and got your heart broken for the very first time. Now, she needs you, and you have no idea how to help. You're not alone. Since 1982, we've been helping people just like you find answers to the problems you're facing right at this moment. Life is so much more complex than it was when we were kids. The stresses you and I face today are greater than they ever were for our parents when they were our age. We're pulled in so many directions at once. There never seems to be enough hours in the day. And no matter how much you do or where you turn, it still feels like you're letting someone down. These are the kinds of problems that can tear families apart. The good news is, you're in the right place. There are solutions, and we'll help you find them. We are the men and women of MedX Home Care, and for over 35 years, we've been helping families just like yours grow older together.
With our parents, we don't a lot of times realize some of the obstacles they face. And as a person ages, their chance of an acute illness goes down, but their chance of chronic illnesses increase. And that's what they're dealing with. So one thing that definitely, and we were talking about that with fall prevention, we need safety measures in the home. But they're also dealing with mobility issues, transportation issues, isolation, and loneliness. So sometimes, you know, we get so mad at them. Why do we get so mad at them? Because you're like, why are you doing that? Or, you know, what are you doing? And we get those feelings of anguish, you know, and anger at them. And I think the reason for that is because, you know, we see that, yeah, it becomes real to us that, yeah, they may die. There's something here, you know. We're seeing a definite change in them and something we may not be prepared for. But all the emotions we have are all, you know, an expression of love that we don't realize because you aren't passionate or you don't get mad at somebody you don't have any feelings for. So we have these deep feelings and they're natural feelings because we have passion. We have an attachment to them. So when you feel frazzled and upset, it's natural and it's part of us being scared. And you know, now we're going into a new relationship with them. Any relationship has struggles. A marriage, you have to get to know each other, you know, and there's different stages of marriage. There's different stages of people aging, same thing. So are you ever going to be 100% comfortable in the new role? Maybe and maybe not, but it's something we all have to go through at some point. If you're lucky enough to see your parents age. And it's new for them and it's new for us. And you just have to know that you'll adapt. You'll and they will at some point. And you'll grow into the relationship and you'll adjust and it just takes time. We as adult children are less likely to help our parents, if there are two parents, we're less likely to lend help because we figure they can help each other and they usually do and they cover for each other. Most common thing is a mother-daughter daughter helping mother, because women still live longer than men. So, and it still is today. Usually the daughter is the one to help. That really hasn't changed that much. I mean, men are a little bit more involved, but it's still usually the daughter who even initiates whatever and organizes everything with their siblings. And not only your relationship with your parent changes, but with your siblings as well. The favored sibling sometimes isn't the one that helps. It's the one who wasn't the favorite. And you think, well, why? Because they're still looking for that acceptance from their parent, and they want to be the one to help, whether it's conscious or unconscious. The favored one already has the acceptance and may not feel the need to. Where we go back to our childhood roles are, you know, if you have the sibling who really never did anything, and you have the strong sibling, sometimes the strong sibling takes over. And the sibling who really never did anything or maybe caused problems or whatever just kind of sits back and says, well, she's doing it anyway. I'm not going to do anything. So sometimes the strong sibling stops anyone else from doing anything because they don't feel comfortable. Sometimes if you have a sibling who gets crazy and can't handle anything, we don't let them do anything. But sometimes people who get over emotional, it's best to let them feel needed. Sometimes they can get out of their own way by letting themselves, you know, making them feel they are needed, and they can then lend a hand. So it's not always on one person, even though it typically does fall on one person. And I think I went through that last week on last week's show. Our relationship with our parents, you know, when we become an adult, it kind of changes, and we have our parents and we're adults, and we kind of lead our lives and they lead theirs. It's when we have to help them that, you know, we go through all these emotions. We feel overwhelmed and crazy, and we don't know what to do. But when you think about it, it's a different role. If you take a different job, you have to learn. There's a learning period, you know, so, and you might feel overwhelmed and not know what to do. So I just want to say, don't expect to know what to do right away. And it does take time. And it takes time to blend into that relationship with your mom or your dad, because it's a different relationship at this level. And sometimes we feel anguish, you know, but anguish, it's a form of love, because, you know, you don't get that feeling if you don't have feelings for the other person, because you have passion for them. You feel that, but you just have to give it time, and you have to wait it out. So any of the emotions that you feel, we all feel, and they're natural. And you just can't expect to go into a new role knowing exactly what to do and feel comfortable. It takes time to feel comfortable in whatever role you play in helping your parents. So I want you to know that whatever you're feeling is normal, and we all go through it. So you just don't feel so overwhelmed and think my family is different, crazy, or the feelings I'm having, oh my gosh, I must be, you know, a bad son or daughter. It's not that at all. I just want you to feel comfortable knowing that it's something entirely different. And like any new thing, you're going to have struggle, and you're going to have to learn what to do and what works, and you'll get comfortable with time in figuring it out.
You can find helpful links to topics we talked about on today's show in the show notes for today's episode at parentsarehardtoraise.org. If you've got something from this week's show, please tell a friend. Subscribe to the show using iTunes. That helps others like us find out about the show as well.
Remember, I want to help you in any way I can, so let me know what you're struggling with, and I'll try my best to include it in future shows. You can reach me through my website, DianeBerardi.com. Diane with one N, B-E-R-A-R-D-I. You can follow me on Facebook at Parents Are Hard to Raise, and I tweet at Jersey Elder Care. Parents Are Hard to Raise is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. Thanks so much for listening. See you again next week.